are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is kind of interesting. They say those of us who have taken birth control pills for a very long time could be putting us at risk for glaucoma. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about why birth control pills should probably be taken orally. Maybe we're taking them wrong. All right. Then we'll talk about, while we're on the subject of the eyes, how eye cells could help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Apparently, if you lose thickness, right, in a layer of the eye cells, that may be a sign of Alzheimer's. We will talk about eyes and eye cells. Cost of Thanksgiving dinner is down from last year, but we are finding that there is possibly a turkey shortage. Are they saying that just so we go out and buy our turkeys? I think we should probably go out and buy our turkeys. Then, CPR maybe should be extended for more than 30 minutes rather than those of us getting fatigued after 15 seconds and deciding to call it. So we'll talk about that. Saturday Night Live the other day had a very funny skit on Paxil second term strength, right? Alluding to how Obama's second term, right, is being afflicted with Benghazi and all sorts of other stuff. So I want to play that clip for you a little bit later in the hour. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, remember there was that toddler that was addicted to smoking, right? Remember he was from Indonesia, and he was smoking 40 cigarettes a day? Apparently, Aldi Rizal, okay, has stopped smoking cigarettes. This is awesome. Unfortunately, he's not, he's addicted to something else now, and it's food. Now, many of us remember him. He was already a little overweight to begin with, and you just saw him just puffing on cigarettes, and he would just get furious if he couldn't get a cigarette. Well, now we're seeing that he is addicted to junk food and fatty snacks. So they got him off the smokes, but they got him off this. Apparently, there's a documentary. He had gone through rehab. He had saw a psychiatrist to encourage his mother to keep him busy with playing and taught her about the dangers of smoking. One of the psychologists, Dr. Coxito, still sees Aldi and his family at regular visits to make sure he's not falling back into old habits. The mother's only 28 years old. She said there are many people still offering her son cigarettes, okay? But Aldi says no. Good, okay? I mean, that makes me mad. If I was a mom, first of all, don't offer my 13-year-old cigarettes, let alone try to offer my now 4- or 5-year-old. So the kid is still having some weight issues, but he's looking pretty good. The only thing is he is now substituting that for food. Now, a lot of you have told me you can quit smoking. You could do it easy, and you know exactly how, you know exactly what to do, you know, because you've done it before. Many people that don't quit smoking don't do so because they've done it before, and they know what life was like when they had done it. And so the worst group of people, the most difficult group of people to try to get to quit smoking are the ones who have been successful. Not the ones who never tried it or were unsuccessful. And some of you are probably nodding your head going, I get you, Dr. Dahlia, I get that. Yeah. Because many of you who did quit smoking, you gained weight. And you had trouble sleeping. And you had mood issues. And you had relationship issues. And you liked yourself when you were slimmer. And you could handle your mood. I mean, the thing about smoking that is so attractive to people, despite whether they're addicted to the nicotine or not, is how as soon as they feel tired or as soon as they feel hungry, they, you know, whether it's actually what they're feeling is nicotine or they think it's the hunger or the fatigue, they can immediately light up and reset themselves. It's like a reset button for many people who smoke. And so for people who got rid of that, they didn't have the reset, and food isn't a substitute. Okay? A lot of people go, well, you know what? Fine. You can always deal with the obesity. You don't understand food. Okay? Eating a candy bar, that doesn't really reset it like a cigarette could. The nicotine is in your blood for a while. Why do you think we are going to have such a caffeine boom when it comes to caffeinated gum, caffeinated toothbrushes, etc.? Because the caffeine may act similarly to nicotine, where if you could have it in your system for a little while, it allows your body to hormonally reset or hopefully forget what you're upset about or get back into the groove so you're not tired. You know, I mean, a lot of you addicted to diet soda, you're not addicted to diet soda because you really like the taste of diet soda. You're addicted to it because of what it does in terms of getting you out of your slump during the day. You know, I mean, a lot of you, you don't like your job. What do? You go out for a smoke. You smoke for a couple minutes. It gives you that nice little breakup of the day. Then you got a little bit of a nicotine boost. So, I mean, you know, for us to just sit here on a high horse and say, no, everybody quit smoking, don't smoke, you got to really understand what the smoking does with people. And when I have patients tell me, look, you don't understand, I can quit, I just don't want to. You know, to a young, naive doctor just out of school, I don't get it. It causes cancer and it causes heart disease. I don't get it. Well, I think I do now. Because a lot of people think the stress, the hating their job, the overweight is also health, are also health issues. So you got to understand their thinking. I'm not saying a smoker is correct in their thinking, but I get them. All right? You got to understand. You just got to get it. Now, yes, this world would be a better place if we had less pollutants in the air. Okay? And, yes, smoking does cause pollutants. Okay? So I get that. I am for people quitting smoking. But we all need to realize that it's a lot harder than that. So you got this kid that's off cigarettes, so instead he eats. He looks like as he's getting taller, he's going to hopefully slim down a little bit. All right? And I'm glad he's off smoking. That's a very dangerous habit on developing lungs of a two-year-old. But just realize, telling a person to just eat instead of smoke, that's no substitute. Makes it worse. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can still access our website at drdahlia.com. All the pages are working, but we are going through some construction on just page one. So if you need to get any information, still click on the other tabs on my website if you need to. All right, so birth control pills. Women who use birth control pills for 3 years or longer could be at increased risk for developing glaucoma. And glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness, even though age-related macular degeneration is number one. In the study presented at the 117th Annual Meeting of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, researchers looked at data of more than 3,400 women age 40 and older in the United States who had completed questionnaires regarding their reproductive care and eye health. Overall, women who took the pill for 3 years or more had double the risk of developing glaucoma compared to women who used the pill for a shorter period of time. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second here. I started the pill when I was 15 and then 18 years old. What do you do? All right. I mean, you know, especially if some of you are now in your 20s or 30s or 40s, et cetera. Well, okay. Glaucoma, there's a couple different types, okay? And usually, the most common type is kind of gradual, okay? So it's not acute, where you end up having, I guess, pressure on your optic nerve. Now, you get optic nerve damage. As optic nerve damage causes loss of vision, the optic nerve damage causes from increased pressure, intraocular pressure. Okay, it's not always the case, but it's most commonly. Now, a lot of you guys remember you had to look at that little blue light thing, and it had to touch the eye for you to get pressure, and then you would blink and freak out, and now they just do a puff of air, and with the puff of air, you kind of feel it. I like using the little Tonopen, okay, where we numb your eye, and then we touch your eyeball, and we're able to pick up pressure from that. That is really cool. I think one of my favorite instruments in medicine, it's not the anoscope, it's the Tonopen. I really love those. Okay, so you got your primary open-angle glaucoma, and then you got your acute angle closure glaucoma, okay? And for those of you who want a quick ophthalmology review, Mayo Clinic has a great site on glaucoma. So your primary open-angle glaucoma, you have gradual loss of vision, but it's peripheral vision. Sometimes you could even get tunnel vision as opposed to central. With acute angle closure glaucoma, that's where you get eye pain, nausea, vomiting. It would be a lot more sudden. You could have blurred vision, reddening of the eye. You could have halos, etc. And so eye injury could cause the acute. Even medications could cause both certain eye conditions, tumor, inflammation, certain advanced cataracts, diabetes, of course. Those could cause things. Now, they say primary open-angle glaucoma, a lot of times you can't even tell that you have it, which is why when you go in the regular eye exams, they test you for that. So usually you have no idea that you have glaucoma unless you go to the eye doctor. So somebody like, well, I don't want to go to the eye doctor, so then I don't get diagnosed with glaucoma. No, that's not the way it works. Now, what is recommended? What should you be doing for your eyes, whether it's covered or not under Obamacare? The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends by age 40, you start getting comprehensive eye exams. And then if you don't have any other risk factors, you could go every 3 to 5 years. Okay? If you're in your 60s, you should be screened for glaucoma every 1 to 2 years. If you're African American, we're going to probably start screening you in your 20s. Now, let's say, though, you actually have high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. You're going to the eye doctor every year. This is just for glaucoma screening, okay? In addition, a severe headache or pain in your eye, nausea, blurred vision, halos around the lights, etc., that could be an acute angle closure glaucoma attack. You got to get that looked at right away. Now, why is this? Okay, is there extra fluid that's flowing in and out? What's going on? Now, they think that what happens is the fluid usually will exit your angle through a drainage system at the angle where the iris and the cornea meet. When the drainage system doesn't work properly, the fluid cannot filter out of the eye at its normal rate, and then you get pressure buildup. In primary open-angle glaucoma, the more insidious, slower onset, the drainage angle formed by the cornea and the iris is still open, but the channels, the little trabecular meshwork, and the angle are kind of partially blocked. So it's a much slower blockage, okay? Then you get the backup, etc. Damage to the optic nerve, again, you may not notice it until you start to have vision issues, and by then, we think it's extensive. Whereas your acute angle closure glaucoma, that's where you have a block much more acutely. The iris may bulge forward because of trauma, other types of issues. Fluid obviously can't flow back and forth, and now you start to get the eye pressure. Remember, everything has to drain, okay? And all drains lead to the ocean. Exactly. Good. So if you have already an abnormally narrow drainage angle, you could be at risk for developing this, okay? Now, if you have a narrow drainage angle, sometimes, let's say you could be, let's say, going into a dark room from a light room. If your pupils dilate fast, that could also cause an acute angle closure glaucoma. So you don't go to the doctor, you don't go to the eye doctor when something bad is happening. You go to try to get this looked at. And again, if you want a good review of this, it's phenomenal what they do on Mayo Clinic website. It's great. Now, what risk factors? Well, of course, age. The older you get, the higher risk you are. Like if you're older than 60, you're at higher risk for glaucoma, especially if you're Latino. If you could be at higher risk for angle closure glaucoma if you're greater than 40. African Americans has a much higher risk of developing glaucoma, and it could occur at a younger age. So if you're black, we definitely urge you to start getting screened in your 20s and 30s. Also, African Americans are more likely to become blind with the glaucoma. Of course, family history, other medical conditions like diabetes, we talked about heart disease, high blood pressure, low thyroid, eye injuries, let's say steroid use. You know, we talked about how steroid use could lead to cataracts, Okay? It could also lead to glaucoma. Same thing with diabetes. Okay? It all could lead to increased pressure. I was watching Boardwalk Empire, and Lou Gossett Jr. was on Boardwalk Empire, and he had this eye condition where he was kind of blind. I think it was glaucoma. I don't think it was age-related macular degeneration. If you see, his eyes were kind of glossy and foggy. I don't think they went to his eye condition. And I'm not ruining it. If you saw, okay, I am not ruining Boardwalk Empire. By the way, next week is season finale. So if you aren't caught up on your Boardwalk Empire, you're screwed because the season finale is next week and it's going to be all over the news. But he couldn't see out of both eyes, could maybe only see certain shapes, etc. That could happen, especially with a lot of sort of blindness. So, you know, going back then, I mean, why would birth controls? Well, birth controls are steroids, right? Okay, and birth controls could cause increased pressure. Or increase blood pressure, maybe clot forming. Now, what stings is a lot of us have taken birth control. Right? I don't think I started birth control until medical school. I really don't remember. And it was, if you look at now, they need to analyze what type. Right now, they're saying the birth control pill. Now, most birth control pills are both estrogen and progesterone. They're not talking about progesterone only yet. They're not talking about IUDs. All right, they're not talking about patches, etc., but my guess is there's something to the estrogen progesterone combo. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. The latest death toll right now that I'm hearing out of CBS News is 8. All right, as dozens of tornadoes and intense thunderstorms swept across the Midwest over the weekend have left 8 people dead. Neighborhoods flattened. Illinois, from what we understand, took the brunt of it. Over 100 people have been injured, prompting officials at Chicago Soldier Field to evacuate the stands and delay the Bears game. According to some people in the Illinois town of Washington, they've lost complete neighborhoods. Officials say as many 400 homes in Washington, Illinois, were either destroyed or heavily damaged, as well as dozens of others in nearby communities. Apparently, an elderly man and sister were killed when a tornado hit their home in rural southern Illinois community of New Minden. Third person died while 3 others perished. We don't know all the extent. We know somebody got hit by a tree. Somebody got entangled in power wires. We're going to review in the next hour or two, again, just what to do during a tornado, where you go if you're in the house, where to go when you're in a car, where do you go if you're taking a jog outside. We'll definitely review those. You know, they're talking about how, many roads are impassable and how to get medical care. You know, we were talking about that with the Philippines on, we were going to discuss that on Doug McIntyre in the morning on KABC, where how to get medical help to these communities that are completely devastated. I mean, if somebody doesn't have a car, if the roads are completely impassable, all right, you know, and you have people there that have medical conditions, whether it's from the typhoon in the Philippines or what's going on now in southern Illinois, we think, okay, that's great. You know, we're going to recruit Red Cross. We're going to recruit a lot of these charities, and thank God for them, and thank God for all of you that help support them. But when it comes to actually getting the aid out there, you have no idea how hard it is for these people, too. It's scary, which is why the first thing you could do is be prepared and hopefully be prevention, obviously. But there's only so much we can do with a natural disaster. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Our hearts and prayers are with those families. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a...
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I got to admit, I haven't really watched Saturday Night Live since the 90s. I was really into Saturday Night Live when you had Adam Sandler and Chris Farley and Will Ferrell and Chris Rock. And, I was a huge Saturday Night Live fan, probably because I really wasn't asked out on a lot of dates in college, contrary to what people think, so I had more time. Nowadays, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, so I don't stay up. But there's a skit that has definitely made some national attention, and we're going to play it for you, where they, you know, spoof Obama. And, you know, it's rare, you know, to see the media. They'll spoof the President of the United States, Saturday Night Live, as always, you know, ever since Gerald Ford, right? And you had Chevy Chase falling as he was trying to do the Christmas tree and, et cetera, trying to decorate the Christmas tree, et cetera. But, I like what this one had to say. It was kind of cute. So, we got Don, ready to play it when it's all ready to go.
Are you feeling depressed? Run down? Like you just can't win? Are you the President of the United States? Then you may be suffering from presidential depression. It feels like even your friends have turned against you.
The enrollment period, it was a disaster. There were...
And it's beginning to affect your work. Ask your doctor for Paxil, second term strength. The only antidepressant strong enough for an embattled second term. So you can get back on your feet and start running the country again. With Paxil, you'll feel like you're giving a speech at a college campus in 2008. Or getting Bin Laden. All over again. So you can turn those approval ratings upside down. And Paxil's second term strength treats a whole range of symptoms. Like Benghazi, the NSA scandal, the IRS scandal, the AP scandal, the Petraeus scandal, that time Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba, and of course, Obamacare website problems. Warning, Paxil is not covered by Obamacare. We promised that it would be, but it's not, and for that, we apologize.
Yes, we still can. With Paxil.
Now there's Paxil Republican Strength for Tea Party-related depression.
All right, guys, so that is Paxil Second Term Strength. Now, if you see the video, the gentleman who's playing Obama is probably is swallowing the bottle as all these pills are falling out of his mouth. I got to admit, they did a pretty good job, but I like this. Paxil Second Term Strength treats a whole range of symptoms like Benghazi, the NSA scandal, the IRS scandal, the AP scandal, the Petraeus scandal, and that time that Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba, and, of course, Obamacare website problem. Now, you know, what's interesting about this is I obviously, the pharmaceutical company, they aren't allowed to do anything with doctors, but it sounds like they are allowed to join forces with Saturday Night Live. Now, Paxil I've used on a lot of my patients. In fact, Paxil, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Paxil handles not so much, I mean, depression, but the anxiety-type depression, where you're just dealing with so much crap on your plate. Okay, does our president need Paxil? No, he needs experience. I mean, he needs what he never had when he went into office. That's what he needs, okay? And he also needs to take some responsibility to tell us when he doesn't know what he's doing and if he's in over his head. Like most people that take office pretend that they aren't when they're really in over their head. But I think it was kind of funny where after he's taken the Paxil in this, he's all smiling and he feels as good as, you know, giving a speech to a college campus back in 2008. I mean, it shows that even the other side, the liberals, are seeing that the Obama popularity is really suffering. Okay? You know, the people that like Obama, the people that have benefited from Obama being in office will still always think he's the best president. But for those of us that are suffering, for those of us that notice, no, all right, we do not like his policies, this Obamacare debacle has been more of a debacle and has been extremely threatening to us economic-wise. No, we're not pleased. Probably will go down as one of the worst presidents in history. Now, the stock market's up. People are saying their houses are going up. Right? And we're hearing all these reports of economic sprouting. Okay, and even some of my listeners have said, okay, you know, something's going right. Okay, what's going on? And again, I'm not an economist. Okay, I mean, you know, I am seeing that we are coming into the holidays. And this happened last year where the economy stunk. Money was so tight. Everything was miserable. All of a sudden, we go into some holiday shopping. People want to spend. People also have to get use up their deductibles as thing changes. So we are going to be seeing a bump up. Now, I don't really like to use the stock market as an economic indicator. I like to look at what's in my purse, really, okay? And if I don't have any cash, and I don't really, I'm not allowed to use the ATM card because my husband put a big, huge X on it, that's how I know the economy still stinks. And there is still a big, huge X on my ATM card. Now, mind you, I'm not a spender, so I never use the ATM card. I do sneak money out of my husband's wallet, but that's about it. So, I mean, where I live, yeah, houses have gone up a little bit. I even was driving around some homes in the Southern Highlands area, which is a suburb south of Las Vegas, that, I mean, they actually were selling models. I mean, these were some nice homes. Still, the homes are too rich for my blood. But, I mean, you are seeing little bits of growth, okay? Whether we like the administration or not, I think a lot of people don't like the administration, okay? We do need to be very honest whenever we talk about our problems and what we are seeing. Okay, we got a little bit of a bump. It's the holidays. Maybe the economy is starting to get a little better. I'm still not seeing it. All right, probably because money coming in does not equal money coming out. All right, so it's still very stressful. All right, and so, you know, what do people do? Now, Paxil used to be a very highly prescribed drug. Paxil was probably second to Prozac in terms of then becoming the number one drug. It was Prozac, then came Paxil. Paxil did phenomenal. It goes off patent, and then they have a Paxil CR. And Paxil CR did really well. I don't think I had patients with any issues with Paxil. But what was very interesting is my men did really well with Paxil. Male patients coming to me, and they did well with Paxil. All of a sudden came Zoloft. Remember when Pfizer had their big Zs? They had the Zyrtec, the Z-Pak, the Zoloft, and then Viagra that prevented Zs because you were up having sex? Right. So then Pfizer came out with these phenomenal Z drugs. And Zoloft seemed to work really nicely. Now, why? Zoloft had this thing called a starter pack where you had all these little green pills on the top row and then the blue pills. So you had the 25 milligrams at first, and then after about a week, you went into the blue pills, the 50 milligrams. And a lot of people were able to titrate into their antidepressant, anti-anxiety medicine very nicely. And then Zoloft started to become, Zoloft just boomed in sales. Now, Prozac, because it was one of the original ones, Prozac still kind of, when people say go take a Prozac or whatever, people still remember that one. Prozac became pretty famous. But the Prozacs and the SSRIs started to come after the tricyclic antidepressants. The tricyclic antidepressant, those medicines before, like the trazodone, etc., those tricyclic antidepressants were very, very helpful and were used for years. The problem is you had issues of overdose, and you couldn't mix alcohol with them. You shouldn't be mixing alcohol with any of the medicines. And so as the SSRIs came out, they seemed to be a little safer. You didn't hear of people overdosing that much on them. And so it seemed to be a safer way to go. You didn't seem to have to worry about your Coumadin levels, etc., like you could with other medicines. So what I find very interesting is even though right now we got Lexapro out there, we got Celexa, we got Cymbalta, we got the SNRIs like Effexor and Prestique, we still got your Paxils, etc., whatever. It's going to be very interesting to see if Paxil starts to make a comeback because as we're going all generic with Obamacare, Paxil, although the SNL skit says Paxil is not covered by Obamacare. That was cute. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I told you guys how every now and then my son in the middle of the night starts to scream that he's having abdominal pain. And, you know, I tell him to take a poop, you know, like all parents do. It's all about going poop. He's like, Mom, I can't poop. Then I give him a little Mylantar, or I give him a little Tums, or I give him a little Pepcid, right? Finally goes to sleep. I think heavens, it's better, all right? You know, and you forget that what you did was you gave your child probably, or you allowed your child to have some flaming hot Cheetos. Well, now we have the manufacturers, Okay? Actually, even though they joke that their product is dangerously cheesy, some doctors think that, you know, we may want to listen to them. Pediatricians are now warning parents of the dangers of these extremely spicy snacks like Cheetos and other chips, sending that these foods are sending numerous children to the emergency room every year. According to the experts, eating too many spicy products can cause significant inflammation of the stomach lining, which could ultimately lead to severe abdominal pain. Now, the funny thing is I mean, I don't really feed those to my son unless he's at a party and he went for the spicy nachos. You know how there's like a little tiger or something with some sunglasses on it? Yeah. All right. And so according to Dr. Martha Rivera of White Memorial Center in Los Angeles, she said these kids are being set up for ulcerations, erosions, and peptic ulcer disease. You guys know the difference between a peptic ulcer and a gastric ulcer, right? Gastric ulcer happens in the gastrum, the stomach area. Peptic ulcer happens in the you got the intestine as it goes into the, like the duodenal ulcers, the ileum, and then the jejunum. So the peptic ulcers are kind of going from the stomach down into the intestine. That's how I look at it. Okay. All right, so you got the gastric ulcers, you got the duodenal ulcers, you got the now peptic ulcer. Kind of, we use that term interchangeably a lot of times. But basically, all you guys have to know is ulcer, okay? Ulcer. Ulceration, as you lose the lining, right, as it still kind of starts to erode away at the lining, you end up exposing the other elements of the skin that are not built to be protected by acid. So it starts to get to be a vicious cycle as the acid is now exposed to the more vulnerable layers of the skin within the, or the linings of the stomach, of the duodenal, etc. And then the juices in that area, unfortunately, it could even just wear through even quicker, and you could even possibly have perforations. A perforated ulcer, that is deadly. It's scary stuff. All right, several school districts have started banning these kinds of snacks due to their lack of nutritional value. According to Medical Daily, 21 pieces of Flaming Hot Cheetos contains 160 calories, 250 milligrams of sodium, and 11 grams of fat. Rivera and other experts say the addictive nature of these spicy snack products makes them popular among children. But parents should consider replacing these snacks with healthier items. See, I couldn't eat spicy food. When I was little, I remember wanting to eat spicy food. You know, my uncle could eat jalapenos because he's Puerto Rican, and my father could eat spicy food, and I wanted to eat like the big boys. I didn't want to be like the girls going, oh, that hurt my stomach, so I wanted to eat with the men. I wanted to do what the men were doing. Take some tequila. I wanted to do what the guys were doing. And so kids look at eating spicy foods as them eating grown-up foods. Okay, my kids always want to do that. Daddy always talks about how he likes spicy food, so my kids want to match him, even though you can tell the kids hate it. But they're trying to hang with Dad. You know, and Dad's like, that's a good boy. I'll grow some hair on your chest. I'm like, no, we don't need any more hair in this house. We got too much hair. Cats, dogs, men, mother-in-law, no more hair. No more hair in this house. And so we got him. That's joking. So, you know, I gotta jump on that. Now, I just need to say an aside. You know how I'm reading this, how some school districts are banning snacks? There's been subjects of schools banning twerking, right? That gross dance type move that everybody kind of freaked out about when they saw Miley Cyrus. Well, I had watched Glee. Okay, leave me alone. Leave me alone. This is important, okay? I'd watched Glee. And I like Glee because I like the music, okay? And in this latest Glee, it was very interesting. It starts off with one of the boys kind of pelvic thrusting. I didn't know it was about twerking. He's sitting there, like, pretending. It looked like to me, and I was surprised this was playing on air, it looked like he was pretending to have sex with a chair. And then you realize he was dancing, and then all of a sudden, Glee starts talking about twerking. Alright, and then, you know, the kids are all revolting, and they're like, yeah, so we're gonna twerk. And so these kids, who are supposed to be 15, 16 year olds or whatever, start, and this is on regular TV, this is primetime TV. They're, you know, like one of the kids in Glee is in a wheelchair. So you had these cheerleaders have their pelvis in the face of the guy in the wheelchair, Artie, and they're doing the butt thrusts and the sex moves. Now, okay, you would think, all right, well, Dahlia, shut it off because it's Glee. And I really wanted to because it was really kind of disturbing to see kids dance like that. That's why I really freaked everybody out about Miley Cyrus. We know Miley Cyrus is an adult now, but you just don't want to see kids make those moves. You're used to seeing, you know, older people who maybe, you know, spewed out a couple kids. You know, I understand a lot of high schoolers have already spewed out a couple kids. I get that. Okay, touche. So we're watching this, and then, of course, the principal, Sue Sylvester, comes in. And Sue Sylvester, they make fun of her because they make her look really right-wing. I think she had a picture of Nixon in her office, et cetera. So she wants to ban twerking, et cetera, you know, saying it's sexually suggestive. And then this was the argument that the Glee teacher made, and this was the argument the show was making, because the show has a very liberal agenda. I like to watch it. I think the music is good. I love the singing. All right, but, I mean, this was really hard to watch. I didn't even want my kids to watch it. Well, the argument they were making with this whole twerking thing is back in the waltz days, men and women would be holding each other during a waltz, and that was considered blasphemous. Then you had the flapper dancing in the shorter skirts of the 20s. Then you had the Elvis pelvic thrust. What's the difference between the Elvis pelvic thrust and the twerking? Well, a big difference was boy versus girl. Okay, a girl sitting there grinding her pelvis in front of a guy's face in a wheelchair is a lot different to me than Elvis sitting there looking like he has a seizure as he's dancing, even though, and again, his pelvic thrust, if you look at what Elvis did, it didn't look like he was holding onto an object and trying to have sex with it. He was twirling his hips around. Am I wrong? I've seen a lot of Elvis footage because I'm a huge Elvis fan. And yeah, he shook his pelvis or whatever, but it wasn't making all these sexy moves. And I guess to teach a person to twerk, which they did, you kind of squat a little bit, you put your hands on your hips, and then you just sit there and you gyrate or you thrust. Now, to me, that's way, way different. Okay, then you have Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing comes out in the 80s. My cousin was in that movie, as you all know. She's known as my cousin, Jennifer Grey, right? Yeah. All right, and then you have the Dirty Dancing where, you know, the hands almost touch certain body parts, and you have maybe then later salsa and lambada and close dancing. Nothing, though, is simulating a sex act. You could have a very erotic, passionate form of dance, but once you start taking dance to where you're just thrusting, that to me isn't dancing. Okay, dancing is freedom of expression and running around and, you know, I don't know, singing Madonna. That's to me, I don't know, that's dancing. But to force genitalia into somebody else's face or other genitalia is causing people, and this is on the subject I talked about a while back, where you're forcing a person to show restraint, yet you're teasing them. And I don't think it's appropriate, okay? You can't sit there and bump and grind up to somebody and then start doing all this thrusting and then get mad at them if they want to get into your pants or whatever. Vice versa, boy versus girl, girl versus boy. You got that? You know, and so, not that I want to sit here and talk about Glee, but if people are saying this twerking is supposed to be the wave of the future, and this is the way dance is going to be, and, you know, we're like the people of the 1950s, I beg to differ. Sexual thrust, that to me does not a dance move make. Don't go away, we'll be right back. And that's how Dahlia sees it. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.